The theme of choice runs like a stream through the scriptural selections for this Sunday. And it would be very easy to say that and then encourage all of you to choose to follow the way of God. That would be very, very easy. And it can be easy to take scriptural text and make them into some kind of moral lesson or command. It'd be easy for me to say that to you that you should choose to follow the way of God because the theme of choice runs like a stream through the scriptural selections for this particular Sunday. It'd be easy. It might even be popular. It might go viral on Facebook or YouTube. I could be famous. But it would not be faithful to the scriptural text. And why not? Because when we look carefully at the scriptural texts, we recognize that we are not the ones who are making the choice. God chooses. The choice is made by God. And God chooses you. And that means that maybe if you have been wandering and lost like the Israelites in the desert for a little time or for a long time, God still chooses you. Maybe you've been an enemy to prayer or an enemy to other people or even an enemy to yourself. God still chooses you. Maybe you feel like a lost sheep and maybe you feel troubled and abandoned. God still chooses you. Or maybe you feel really good and you experience and appreciate the abundant blessings of God in your life and in your family's life. God still chooses you. The choice that is running like a stream through our scriptural selections this Sunday is God choosing you to share in His life, to share in His love, and to share in His mission. And now God chooses you to come to His table. And God chooses you to feed you with His body and blood so that you can live and love and walk as a chosen child of God. Amen.